From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced progress has been made since Monday's suicide bombing after an Ariana Grande concert.
A significant amount of police activity has taken place over the last 24 hours, and there are now 11 suspects in custody. In the light of these developments, JTAC, the Independent Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, has this morning taken the decision to reduce the threat level from critical to severe.
Local bands drew 50,000 fans to the city's first big music event since Monday's suicide bombing at Manchester Arena. Extra security was in place, and fans attending the show were asked to arrive early and not to bring bags. Security officers in ball caps and high visibility jackets were stationed at 50-meter intervals on roads approaching the venue. Courtneer's frontman Liam Frey said of Manchester, quote, "If you think you can beat us, you don't know who we are." End quote. Monitors in Syria say a series of airstrikes targeted buildings sheltering extremist fighters and their families. This forced hundreds of Syrian civilians to flee two jihadist-occupied towns near the Iraqi border on Saturday. Accounts from witnesses said airstrikes on the Euphrates River towns of Mayadin and Abul Kamal began earlier on Friday. The Islamic State group controls most of the oil-rich border region, and reports from the scene say the families of many IS fighters were among the civilians who were fleeing from their lives. Multiple reports from witnesses said the airstrikes were carried out by warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting the Islamic State positions in Syria and Iraq from 2014. This is VOA.